Welcome to the Success Curve with Jed Ray. You can tune in each week as Jed and his guests talk about your success. You can join the conversation on the internet. Visit blogtalkradio.com/thesuccesscurve, where you can send your questions to Jed.
That's exactly correct. It's Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. Pacific time. That means it's the Success Curve. Hello, my name is Jed Ray. I am your host, along with my co-host, Josh Dunn. We are going to talk about some pretty amazing stuff, I think. As I said, this is 7 p.m. Pacific time. If you're watching this show and you see all of the numbers and contact information on there, if it's not Wednesday evening between 7 and 8, we are not here. I guess that's the best way to say it. You can join the conversation. We're coming to you live from CTV Studios in Eugene, Oregon. We're broadcast on blogtalkradio.com/thesuccesscurve for an audio signal. And we also feed a live video feed out to livestream.com/thesuccesscurve. And you can see that video stream on Facebook, The Success Curve. You can see that on thesuccesscurve.com and, of course, at Livestream. I just want to welcome you all here, kind of recap a little bit from last week. Josh and I were headed to the studio and, well, you know, life comes in. Car broke down. Not enough time to get here. A lot better off just to live in the moment and run a rerun from times before. So Andrew came into the studio and was gracious enough to program the computer, and Josh and I, we went out to the house and had a burger and sat around and talked. He had to come pick up all the equipment because the car was broken. But we're here today. We're glad you're with us. You can join the conversation also by dialing in at 347-989-8484. So some of you may remember Josh was here, I don't know, a couple months ago.
It's been a month or two.
Month or so, yeah. And we were chatting about transitions, shifts, and Josh's true passion and what was going on in his life to move him out of consulting and financial services to dealing and consulting and sharing and helping men. And so that's what this conversation is about tonight. We're going to be talking about the things that men face currently in this time right now, in this moment. There's a lot of interesting energy going around.
There is.
Yeah. And how we were talking before we went on a live about the whole idea of that we're programmed from a very early age to behave in a certain fashion. And, you know, I got to tell you, some of that stuff, it's not working today. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a lot about what men need to do to survive, what we need to do to step into our authentic self, step into our power, step into our influence, and be truly, truly powerful for the world in order to bring about the changes that are coming about, at least in our energy, in our world. There's a lot of shifting going on. So, dude. Yeah.
Well, I think
glad you're here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jed.
Yeah.
And God bless and thank you, Andrew, for covering for us last week when we had the technical breakdowns.
Dude, you rock.
Yeah, that was you were spot on. So I think there's a question. At least there's a question that I have, and there's a question that other men may have, and that is, how does one, you know? And I also, for the purposes of this conversation, yes, I almost exclusively work with men in my own business, in my own practice, but this conversation is not solely geared towards men and any women out there, or as I might say, energetically feminine people watching the show. This conversation is for you as well.
Mm.
And these are universal questions that we're going to be talking about. So this is not something that is just in the masculine domain. But I think there's a question. The question is, how does one be an extraordinary person? How does someone who is, I'm ordinary, you're ordinary. I mean, we're ordinary mm-hmm. when you come right down to it.
Mm-hmm.
How does one be extraordinary, and particularly in these what you might call uncertain times that are going on right now?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll get more into that. But that's the question that I want to address tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, when you think about the whole notion of extraordinary, that whole concept of being extraordinary, the whole concept of growing through that, transitioning, and I myself am experiencing some quite amazing experiences in my life, some great transitions, amazing feelings and emotions, and that energy that I'm experiencing. It's interesting. Let's kind of back up just a little bit.
Sure.
Give you a little bit of background about Josh. Josh was raised in Utah, correct?
Actually, Nevada.
Nevada.
I spent a good decade or more in Utah, though.
Yeah.
Before I came here.
And then went in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Airborne infantry.
Yes.
And that experience provided one more element of what would be considered a traditional, possibly a traditional men's place in the world.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was really from a very young age, I've been driven by this need to discover my own place in the world, to discover my own authentic path and purpose in the world. And going into the military was for me kind of a way to test myself, a way to, sort of a rite of passage for me as a man, yes, for sure. But all of these things that I've done over the course of my life, you know, from my military experience to my spending time as a wandering spiritual seeker for several years to the last 10 years, which I've spent almost exclusively working in the personal transformation arena, all of this stuff that I've been doing has been inside this greater context, which is, what is my place in the world? What's my place in the universe? You know, why am I here?
And ultimately, that's what you're doing when you support those spirits about you, the men and their environments, their children, their families, their wives, and any influence that they have in the world. That's what you're guiding and helping and training and supporting and consulting them as well on that same concept. And I know that we have a fairly good relationship, and I've gained a lot of insight into my own goal and my own direction in coming to terms with who I really am. And isn't that interesting that here we're at a time where there's such a massive shifts going on in the energy of the world and the universe, and how that outpicturing is sometimes actually very peaceful. We were talking earlier about anger
mm-hmm.
and how I remember I was telling a short story about a friend who's quite bitter, quite angry. He's an angry, angry man.
Right.
Yeah.
I know the angry man. Yeah. I've been an angry man. But go ahead.
Well, wait a minute. I for a long, long time, I was a very bitter, angry man.
Yeah.
And I think today, more than ever, it's being more aware of who are you angry with? Who are you angry about? What is that? Well, we agreed that it's fear based.
It is fear based, yeah.
And who's going to live in that fear?
Yeah, there's and there are things out there to be angry at. There are people listening, watching the show right now who have been, I hate to use the word victim because I don't want to put that moniker on them, but, you know, have been victimized by people or circumstances and, you know, events where anger is a completely natural reaction to events or to circumstances. But by and large, I think most fear, or excuse me, most anger is, it's fear-based.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, even more so now today, well, I don't know. I mean, I can't say that, you know, more now than ever. But in today's climate, I think there's a lot of uncertainty going on. And I think that's part of what has, you know, particularly men being angry. You know, as you said, we feel like we're sort of saddled with this provider role. Like, we need to have the answers. We need to have things figured out. Mm-hmm. We need to have a direction.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have a purpose. And but not only that, there are so many elements that are beyond our control, you know, whether it's natural elements, natural disasters, things like that, or, you know, economic downturns,
mm-hmm.
Layoffs, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we'll talk a little bit more detail about some of those feelings and the expectations that someone has in an event like that. We have experienced some traumatic natural and some of them man-made disasters. The one that comes to mind that was a natural disaster, but that it was exacerbated by a man-made invention, and that's, you know, the Katrina storm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, if you build a city that's 10 feet below sea level and you try to dike it, at some point in time, Mother Nature is going to take control of that.
Yeah.
We see something, not the same, but somewhat similar in the events in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And so those events really taxed men in that environment, mm-hmm. in those situations. I can't even fathom what that would feel like.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. But just knowing that when you live in a sense of you live from a place that is in fear, that's got to be one of the most devastating things that could ever happen to anybody, let alone man or woman, but just in general.
Yeah, and the problem is that we tend to live in this state of kind of false security, you know, because I can go down to the grocery store and get, you know, milk and eggs. You know, I expect that I'll always be able to do that. You know, mm-hmm. because my credit card works today, I assume it's going to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But our system really is much more fragile than most people would like to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not trying to be a fearmonger here, but the point of this is that you have this sort of fragile system that we're living under. That's our safety net, and you know, consciously, I think we choose to, you know, go from day to day and not really be concerned about what might happen.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that unconsciously, I think, subconsciously, what have you, there is this low-lying sense of fear that isn't acknowledged, that isn't brought into conscious awareness. And that's what we're making our decisions from, is mm-hmm. that unconscious fear.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, as you know, and some of our listeners, especially if you were listening to the last show, know someone who had a tremendous influence on me was David Data with his work, his book, The Way of the Superior Man, and his work with men. And he says, you know, one of the first major mistakes that many men make is making decisions based on fear, and one of the primary fears is fear of lack of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the first mistakes that men make is to put themselves into some sort of career or some sort of work environment that's based on, well, this is something that can make me money, it's going to provide some stability. And it turns out that it's not as stable as one might think, as we found out in the last few years. But two, and I think more importantly, is that in this environment, they're not they're not able to give their deepest gifts, you know, whatever this job is that they kind of took just to be safe may not be a true expression of who they really are. It might not be an authentic expression of their deepest truth.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting you say that, because I was just flashing back to days much earlier, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, when there was no sense of security. If you were going to build or develop or grow or whatever you were going to produce, that came from your own hand, came from your own sweat.
Yeah.
Now, not to say that there wasn't some sort of still the same thought process, but I don't believe that the fear was the same. And Josh alluded to it. Our system is set up that it actually has made us much weaker, in a sense, mm-hmm. that we've come to rely on the ability to go to the store and pick up the groceries mm-hmm. instead of growing the groceries and actually producing our own. And so that sense
of self-reliance,
yeah. that mm-hmm. self-capacity, that whole notion of being able to take care of yourself is something that's really important right now. I mean, fortunately for me, and I know for you, that I was raised with some of that background, survival capabilities, mm-hmm. and it was a Boy Scout, and mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to, as rudimentary as it seems, grab a pocket knife, and that's all you get, go out in the woods and survive for a week.
Right.
You know, the reality is that it's not totally true. But, you know, today there's the real possibility that those kinds of ideas and concepts and belief structures need to be brought back into somewhat of a conversation, at least yeah. being able to know, like the disaster in Japan. Those people did literally, there's parts of Japan that literally have got to learn how to survive on nothing again
mm-hmm.
and regrow, recreate, because it just doesn't exist. So,
yeah, you know, that's a great example. And I agree with you. I think we have gotten away from, you know, as we've become interdependent, and there's something really wonderful about that, because mm-hmm. We now have the ability to connect with people all over the world, you know, almost instantaneously. It's amazing, you know, the information age and being able to share these
Skype's
things.
Pretty cool, huh?
Skype's pretty cool. We were talking about that earlier, yeah. But
oops.
And it is. Skype is cool. But we have lost some of our sense of self-reliance and our ability to take care of ourselves. You know, here's another example. You know, Japan's a great example. I have a friend. Her name is Latia. She lives in the southeast where they just had the tornadoes. And, you know, one minute she has power and the next minute she doesn't, and she doesn't get it back for 7 days. And no power, no grocery stores are open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had to live off of what was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they had running water, but they had no power. You know, and I mean, once you... I mean, how long is
no
your
hot
cell?
Water. No,
I know I've got.
How long is your cell phone?
Yeah, I know I've got a, you know, one of these fancy new droid phones, and I mean, I could land a rocket on the moon, but the battery goes dead in 20 minutes,
right?
And it's, you know, and then it's gone.
Right.
It's dead.
Right.
It's, I can use it as a paperweight.
you could. Oh, mine's pretty heavy. I don't. You're listening to The Success Curve. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. This is Jed Ray and Josh Dunn, The Success Curve from CTV Studios in Eugene, Oregon.
You never know what's going to happen on a marvelous Monday.
Am I on?
You're jumping the gun. You're going to give away the climax by asking the question.
Yeah, Phil, stop it. What you do?
Harry wants to know the details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay, yeah. All right. I promise.
Am I on? I think these little guys get together in a small room and they start farting. You know, it's not just one individual part from each person. It blends together and creates this whole new aroma that's completely different.
I don't know if I would use the word aroma.
That's a good one.
Yeah, baby.
Turn your Marvelous on every Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Vivid Life Radio. Go to MarvelousMondays.info.
Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Am I on?
Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave. Those are my two partners in crime, Harry and Phil. Marvelous Mondays on Vivid Life Radio. Join that conversation. Trust me, it's a great show, and you will enjoy it. I can. I don't miss it if I can help it. Every Monday at 11 o'clock Eastern. Listen, my name is Jed Ray. This is The Success Curve. You can join our conversation at 347-989-8484. And if you're seeing that and it's not Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. Pacific time, there won't be anybody in the studio. It'll be a tape-delayed recording. Josh Dunn is co-host today. We're talking about responsibilities. We're talking about personal. I think that another way of looking at this is that it's a personal mission on my part to look for opportunities to grow both spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically in a much greater way, in a greater understanding of who I am and what my true potential is, what my authenticity is. And that's one of the things that Josh is passionate about as well, and teaching and training and guiding and mentoring men. That's one of the things he does at yourcuttingedge.com. And you can also see us live on livestream.com. I forgot to mention that. livestream.com/thesuccesscurve, and the audio signal out to Blog Talk, blogtalkradio.com/thesuccesscurve. So if you want to join in the conversation, please give us a call at 347-989-8484. Oh, yeah, and it was up on the Facebook, too, facebook.com/thesuccesscurve. So let's talk a little bit about what some of those events are that we talked about. We know where the anger and the fear base and where that has created men's issues, or for that matter, any human issue. Mm-hmm. We've relied on this shaky foundation that really truly is not something that's substantial, both emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So where do we go next? What's going on? Where are we headed from your perspective?
Well, you know, the way you said that was really perfect. We are relying on something that has a shaky foundation, and that foundation really is what I would say is kind of an erroneous belief in this larger sort of structure or umbrella that's going to protect us from everything. Now, and again, I don't want to be a fearmonger, but here's and there are things to believe in, so to speak. And we were talking about self-reliance, and we'll come back to that in a minute. But I also have, I do have great faith in my fellow man. I do. You know, for the granted, it's a mixed bunch. But, you know, I...
He looks at me when he says that. A mixed bunch.
But as I...
Gotta love him.
I was talking to you about earlier. There are people in my life that that I do trust, and I know when I need something, I can count on them to come through for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is. So you asked what's next, and something that I want to get the viewers really acquainted with right now is what's present right now, which is. I would challenge not only our viewers, but us as well, and you know, anybody listening to the recording, challenge you to start asking yourself the question of where am I putting how do I say this? Where am I putting my faith? Where am I putting my, mm-hmm. my strength?
Mm-hmm.
And begin to question for yourself, what do you believe in? I don't know. Maybe that's mm-hmm. one way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you taking a stand?
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, as I said, a lot of us, and I certainly have been guilty of this myself, you know, coming out of the Army, I had no idea what I was going to do, and I kind of spent my time just bouncing around from job to job, you know, seeking that security, looking for the next thing,
mm-hmm.
Without ever really going inside to look and see, you know, why am I here? What is this about? What is my mission in life?
Mm-hmm.
But also, at that time, also not being open and available to input, guidance, both guidance from others, you know, because, I was in my 20s, you know, what 20-year-old listens to anything anyone says, if it's not, I mean, do they even have MTV anymore? But if it's not on MTV, if they have that anymore, you know, they're not interested. And then, but also not having a real deep connection with my source,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the divine, whatever you want to call it, with the mm-hmm. universe, mm-hmm. with spirit. And so, you know, over the years, as I've begun to develop those relationships, both with myself, mm-hmm. with others, and with my source, guidance becomes available.
Mm-hmm.
And
that right there
mm-hmm.
is the key, truly the key, to solving that icy patch that you're standing on, that thin ice, that non-stable foundation that you believe you're standing on, when you put your reliance on everything that you see, everything that you believe you know. Hey, first of all, it does come from source. Second of all, it comes from those relationships that you develop
mm-hmm.
that are tied to source as well.
Yeah.
And I agree. You know, you can call it whatever you want. God, source, universe, energy, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that ultimately God is the foundation for solving some of those questions, solving those issues. And it's not until we, you know, some of us are fortunate enough to learn that early in life, and others, it takes a little while, takes some journey.
It does.
But it also sometimes takes some trust in a friend
mm-hmm.
and a loved one, someone you care about, to help guide you
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
So, and
you know, this conversation, you know, over the last half hour or so has, you know, it may seem that it's kind of gone far. You know, we're talking about natural disasters, and now we're talking about God and spirit. But what I really want, I want to keep bringing it back to you, the listener, keep bringing it back to, you know, how do I live a life of power, of integrity, mm-hmm. of responsibility? You know, and those are some of the distinctions that I think make an extraordinary life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, we're ordinary human beings. That's just, we are. We're flesh and blood. You know, we're just as fallible, susceptible as the next guy over.
Mm-hmm.
But now how do I begin to bring that knowledge, but also begin to open myself up to, as we said, you know, this different guidance, and then begin to live a life of integrity and responsibility.
Well, and it's interesting because you and I both have a blessed mentor that you a little bit longer relationship than I. But I think that also plays a valuable part in that development, is aligning yourself with others that are traveling the journey as well.
Mm-hmm.
It may not necessarily be in the same path, mm-hmm. but it is still aware. And what I've come to be determining, using the term sleepwalkers, I spent many years sleepwalking through life. I was on that treadmill going in the same direction as every other drone in the world, and assumed that that was the way life was supposed to be. And then one day I woke up and realized, you know what, there's more to what's going on out here than what I really understand. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to start having conversations with people and develop relationships that are beneficial for me as a seeker. And that's what's taking place now in my life.
Yeah, you know, and that's a great point, because I think one of the roadblocks to accessing, you know, these sort of deeper principles or whatever, where you mm-hmm. begin to live with real power, real integrity, real authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is engaging habitually, mm-hmm. engaging in conversations that don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, I'm as big a fan of Seinfeld as anyone else, and that was a show based on, you know, nothing,
mm-hmm.
Self-professed, based right. on nothing. But if you listen to the conversations that are going on around you, how many of those conversations are really about things that, you know, whether it's politics or whether it's, you know, the economy or these things, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't be talking about those things, but what I'm saying is, what might serve you is to ask yourself, is this thing that I'm talking about right now something that I have any control over? Do I have any power over, or am I really just on a soapbox and just
mm-hmm.
talking
mm-hmm.
to hear myself talk? And really, when it boils down to it, to be right about something, to have an opinion about something that I want to express,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's few things to my mind that are more worthless than an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when it comes right down to it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, and you know, the I think of a couple good stories that, and we're not going to tell stories, I promise, especially those ones that we don't want anybody to know about. But the point is that that's really true. You know, there are those conversations that have literally, and that's exactly, no value whatsoever, but literally are the story.
Mm-hmm.
And the
story that people are living inside of.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And it's that perpetuation of that particular conversation that keeps them stuck in that life, mm-hmm. in that story.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'd have to say that for me, that the term that I used was sleepwalking. And
yeah.
So that's you're listening to Jed Ray and Josh Dunn on the Success Curve.
And I would like to extend an invitation. If you're listening right now, particularly if you're listening live, get in the conversation. Get in a conversation that does make a difference.
Mm.
Like I said, I'm an ordinary guy, and I'm not better than anybody, but the number's up on the screen right now. You can call us and get into a conversation that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, and I know you do as well, Jed, I want to hear from you, and I want to hear what is it that's missing for you, or where are you living inside of a story, or where are you living with fear? Where are you not fully, authentically, boldly self-expressed in your life and not living at your own edge?
Well, are we going to let them know about the Facebook page that we created too?
Yeah, I think
that's part of the conversation.
I think we should, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, do you want to tell them or do you want?
Go ahead.
So this is a conversation. One of the things that I found in my work with men is that men are getting stuck in this survival mode, and this is kind of what we were talking about. You know, they begin to accept these situations in their lives that don't work as well as they'd like them to work,
mm-hmm.
That aren't an authentic expression, et cetera, et cetera.
Roles, concepts,
and
ideas,
beliefs. Yeah, and you were talking about this earlier, and it was really perfect. I don't remember exactly how you said it, but, you know, you start to get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You start to get very comfortable, and because at least there's something there that you can point at,
mm-hmm.
That's, you know, somebody else may have laid out in front of you, whatever it is. But they get stuck in the survival mode, and I've been asking the question of myself, how do we get beyond survival? We should be past survival mode.
Mm.
Now, you know, we put a man on the moon. I could do it with my phone.
Mm-hmm.
We should be past survival mode, but we tend to stay stuck there. So the question is, what's it going to take to get beyond survival? And this really is an open question, an open discussion that I want to put out there.
Mm-hmm.
And in this conversation now, who is entering the conversation is Jed, and also a good friend of ours, Shombay Brown.
He'll be here next week.
He's going to be on the show next week.
Yep.
But we have, and we just created this today kind of out of the blue because we're like, okay, so what's it going to take to get this conversation moving? So we created a group on Facebook called Beyond Survival. And if you go to beyondsurvivalformen.com, all one word, beyondsurvivalformen.com, that will redirect you to a Facebook group where you can join in that discussion.
And you can also
be an ongoing discussion.
Yeah, and you can also search the group on Facebook.
Yeah.
Beyond Survival, and it's not just for men. In fact, I encourage ladies out there, women out there that have a passion for a man in your life, whether it be a father, whether it be a loved one, a lover, a husband, a brother, that it's also going to serve you as well. And so it's not just for men. That's not what the group is about. It's about the discussion. And I think that's really important. And Andrew said that we've got a caller.
Great.
Yeah.
Speaking of conversations that make it.
Speaking of conversations. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hey.
It's Shombay.
Oh, Shombay!
I love it when you say that.
Okay, well, I'm telling you what, this young man's going to be here in the studio next week to brace every one of you with his parting wisdoms and his beautiful energy, and I can't wait till you're here. So what's up, Shombay?
Well, you know, I'd like to see Josh send a man to the moon with his phone.
I could do it. There's an app. I guarantee there's an app.
It's pretty amazing phone. No, I do have, something that comes up. You know, I work with a lot of different entrepreneurs, and one of the things, you know, if an entrepreneur, you're at a networking event, someone asks how's it going? How's life? How's your business? Everything's fine. But we know everything isn't fine. And so one of the fears that comes up, I think, for men in particular is, you know, how do you find, I know that you said, Josh, and also you, Jed, that you have people who are mentors, people you can trust and call on. But I think a lot of men are superficial with the friends that they have, and they really don't, you know, open up to the fear that you're talking about that runs the show, because maybe they might not look like a man. It's not, they might, if they don't have it all together. So how do you kind of find, I guess it's a multifaceted question, and maybe you guys can fight over talking about that. But how do you find mentors, colleagues, people that you can just open up and let them know how? I'm looking at you, Jed, do something like a swing, whatever you did there with.
Yeah, that was a swing. Oh, I was hitting the ball over to Josh.
Oh, great. So I'll stop talking and
Don't stop talking.
It really is a great question, Shombay. And so the first thing that I want to say is there are people, there are groups out there that you can connect with. I mean, you know, so if you want to connect with someone, start with connecting with us. Start with, you know, go on to our Facebook group and connect with us. But the first thing that I want to say is I think in order to fully connect, you're really going to have to, as a man, open yourself up to and start to get present to that things aren't working as well as you're pretending that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all had to do it. We've all had to go there.
And you know, one other thing on that same note, I think if you truly are sick and tired of the feeling that you're experiencing. Not just the event, not just the fear, but the actual guttural feeling that you're experiencing, then maybe it is time that you put away the old concept that men aren't supposed to have these kinds of conversations, and that they aren't supposed to share that or open that, the part of them, because I know where I came from and the age I am and the era that I was raised, that was taboo. That was not acceptable behavior, and all we're going to do is perpetuate that lifestyle and that notion and those ideas on into our children. And I have no desire for my son to grow up to live that same kind of life. I want him to be able to look at any human being, whether it be a man or a woman, and be able to speak from his authentic self and without fear of anything from that.
Yeah. Sorry, Shombe, I don't... We don't mean to monopolize the conversation. You're on the line, too. Do you have something to add to this?
Well, I think that that's great stuff. I mean, it sounds like you, Josh, are saying that, you know, acknowledging that the way you've been doing things isn't working, so you need to, you know, try something else. And, Jed, you're saying, I think, that, you know, the buck stops here with you and just swallow it. Stand up, be a man, in the real sense of it, and then just speak your truth to whoever it is, you know, so that you can start the ball rolling in terms of, you know, I've had that happen whenever that's where real intimacy occurs. When one person opens up, then the other one naturally feels safe to do the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd also like to say that as you start to open yourself up to this conversation, and even beginning to open it up to an internal conversation or, you know, a conversation with your creator, however that looks for you, when you start to open yourself up to this conversation, you start to dial your life into a more authentic expression of who you really are. You begin to really stand on your own two feet, and at least my experience, and I know I'm not alone in this experience, when I'm speaking from my deeper gifts and I'm speaking my deepest truth, it's much easier. You know, you develop this strength and you develop this immovability, you know, this ability to move through the world with strength and character and solidly.
Well, and to go back to what Shombe was saying, you know, it is a matter of self-responsibility. And we have another caller on. And Shombe, you can stay with us. We'll bring the next caller on. But as we're bringing the next caller on, I want to say that ultimately, I think, at least in my own awareness, is that we have had the responsibility taken away from us. We haven't had to be responsible. There's always some way to, and you know what, bottom line is, I just say it like it is, you know, somebody has taken the responsibility away from us, and so we let them have that. You know, bottom line is, I could be really graphic and really to the point, and it's probably not a good place to do that, but the point is that it ultimately is your responsibility. It's your life. No one is going to live it for you.
Yeah.
And if you want to stay in that pain, go right ahead. But trust me, I don't want them to stay there. I want to be...
And the truth is, somebody will live your life for you.
No,
somebody will live your life for you.
Yeah.
You can be pushed around by the forces of whatever, of circumstances and events. And if you choose not to and you choose to take a stand... It is. It's a matter of your personal integrity and responsibility.
You don't
have to do it alone.
You're listening to the Success Curve. We got another caller. Huh?
Nope.
They left?
We talked too long. I apologize,
caller. So sorry. Anyway, call back, 347-989-8484. Josh and I are long-winded, so we can't blame it on Shombe because he's not sitting here yet. We'll blame him next week.
Yeah, next week.
347-989-8484. We've got about 15 minutes left. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Success Curve.
Are you searching for meaning in your life? Do you need a GPS for your inner compass? Are you looking for answers and like-minded people? Well, here we are. Wherever you are on your spiritual path, you're welcome here. Head north past Oakway Center, off Coburg, on Rustic. Stop. Make a right turn. Center for Spiritual Living, Eugene. You're home.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. My name is Jed Ray. This is Josh Dunn. This is the Success Curve, coming to you live from CTV Studios in Eugene, Oregon. We broadcast out to livestream.com/the Success Curve. That's a tongue twister. And then we also have an audio signal out to blogtalkradio.com/the Success Curve. If you're in the chat room and see all the chatting going on, if you don't have an account, all you'll be able to do is watch. You can still hear, but you won't be able to interact. And I neglected to share that in the first part of the show. But those of you, you can just log back out, create an account. It takes about 30 seconds, free account, and then you'll be able to get in the conversation. But that's what this is all about. We're going to do it again. Josh, you're going to be back here probably sometime the end of July, 1st of August, and we're going to continue this conversation again and again and again, because this is something that is critically important to our survival, and it is beyond just the notion of surviving, because that's not what we want.
Yeah.
We want to live.
Yeah.
We want to really, really live.
Sean Bay, are you still on the line? Okay. Sean Bay's not on the line. But I really... you know, I have a vision of a world where, I probably talk about this every time I come on the show, but there was a book, another book that was really influential on me, and that was Mutant Message Down Under. And it's a book about an Aboriginal walkabout. But one of the wonderful things about this Aboriginal community, and they're on this walkabout through the outback, is that everyone in the tribe has a natural gift that they give, and they have this opportunity to give their gifts every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're and it's this what's the word I'm looking for? It's a very collaborative. Mm-hmm. That's not the right word. Synergistic,
mm-hmm.
Interdependent, but in the greatest sense of interdependency, where everybody's giving their gift all the time, and you know that you can rely on Jed for whatever his gift is, and you know you can rely on me for whatever my... And that's what I envision as this world community is. Everybody is fully and boldly self-expressed able to give their deepest gift to the world.
Wow.
And free to do that.
Just the thought of that.
Yeah.
Just the thought of that brings a lot of peace to my spirit, to my soul, just knowing that we are truly, in the sense of the word, truly intertwined, truly interconnected, and fully, I think the best way to say it is in a symbiotic type relationship,
mm-hmm.
where each and every individual is, that gift is unique to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... wow, that would be a great experience. So when are we going?
We're on our way.
Oh, we are.
Yeah,
okay.
We're on
our
way.
Well,
yeah, and part of that journey is for each of us to take responsibility for discovering what our deepest gifts are.
Yeah.
And on the path to that discovery, begin to question where am I acting from fear instead of from my deepest gift?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I allowing, you know, these beliefs like you were talking about, mm-hmm. and allowing those to determine my direction, as opposed to mm-hmm. What's really an authentic, not only an authentic expression of me, but what has integrity in the world?
What's going on right here?
Yeah.
What's going on right in the center of your core? You know, it's interesting, Josh, that we open this discussion up right now. It's really critical that men begin, and again, we're not singling out the ladies by any means. They're going to benefit greatly from us being more more centered in who we are, more open to who we are, potential, and what it is that we're supposed to be doing, our authentic self. So,
you know,
it benefits everyone.
It does. And there's, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because in order for me to be fully expressed in my authentic masculinity, you know, first of all, that's an integrity thing of my own, but it also, with me being fully expressed in my masculinity, that opens the door for my partner to be fully expressed in her femininity,
mm-hmm.
And vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know, when she's being fully feminine and, you know, embracing her divine feminine qualities,
mm-hmm.
that gives me the space to do the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, just the notion that we're moving in that direction. We've got about 9 minutes left. Is there anything that you want to share with the viewers and the listeners? The next step, obviously, is we're coming back to continue this conversation. We're going to continue the conversation beyond survival on Facebook. But is there something else that you want them to take away tonight?
Yeah, the big take home, and we've already talked about it, but I really want to start having people, and as you said, Jed, this is not just to men. It's anyone who is interested in this conversation. But I really want to start engaging people in this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There's already a movement afoot. I'm attending two virtual summits right now. There's the Awaken Men Summit and the Ultimate Man Summit. Mm-hmm. It's going on right now with tons of participants all over the world. These are huge events. So there is already a movement happening.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see, in particular, I love that there's a worldwide movement, and I'm part of that movement, and I want to invite people to engage with me worldwide in that movement, but I would really like to see a movement right here in Eugene,
mm-hmm.
and I'm already in conversation, you know, I've been talking to you, Jed. Jed, you're on board. Shombe is just in Portland, so he's, you know, almost a local boy. He's going to be coming down to help out with some of the stuff that we're doing, mm-hmm. but I'm also engaged with in conversation with, you know, speaking of survival, I've been talking to the folks over at Whole Earth Nature School here in Eugene, and they do wonderful stuff. My 7-year-old daughter's gone to a couple of their day camps, and they do really amazing things with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm engaged in conversation with him or with Matt, who is mm-hmm. one of the founders over there, and talking to Matt and asking the question, hey, what's it going to take for us to get beyond survival? What's that going to take?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually meeting with him on Friday for lunch. So our community is growing. That's the point that I'm making. And I would like to invite our listeners to start to become part of that community.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an open invitation, any and all. We need your feedback. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is not something, you know, if you look at any of the major movements that have happened through the course of history, you know, whether it's the civil rights movement or, you know, which is still happening, the civil rights movement is still going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't do it alone. Nobody can do it alone. Martin Luther King Jr. was not the civil rights movement. He
right.
was just a catalyst
mm-hmm.
for that movement, and that movement is still happening.
Yeah, and the synergy that is taking place in this particular conversation right this minute is that's what is going to keep that conversation growing and growing and growing, because it's your opinion, it's your ideas, your concepts, your beliefs that help bring the richness to the conversation. We want to know what you have to say about this, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing, and how we can help, and how the whole concept, the whole idea of living an authentic life can actually benefit you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So join the conversation on Facebook. You can join the conversation on this show anytime on Wednesdays from 7 to 8, 347-989-8484. You can post at facebook.com/thesuccesscurve or facebook.com/beyond. It's not yet, but it will be. There's a group there called Beyond Survival. And so you can join that group. Please come join the conversation with us.
Yeah, you can also join this conversation on my website, on my blog, which is yourcuttingedge.com. It's with hyphens, your-cutting-edge.com. And you can also connect with me on Twitter, and my Twitter handle or whatever they call it is your cutting edge. So you can engage with me directly there.
There's no reason to there's definitely no reason not to get into the conversation. There's so much technology that allows us to do that very, very simply. I have regular conversations with someone very close to me on Skype, and you know, there's all kinds of ways to have conversations with people, and so it's in writing, it's by Twitter. We talked about setting up those accounts this afternoon, and you'll get to meet Sean Bay next week. He'll be here. He's going to be treating us to a little bit of his wisdom when it comes to training salesmen, saleswomen, salespeople. He has a very special, unique way of training and teaching and guiding and mentoring people that for a living make their living selling. He's a gifted young man, and I truly cannot wait to share and impart his wisdom to you as well. So he'll be here next week, and then we'll be back. Actually, I got a couple wild hairs. I haven't shared it with Josh yet, but maybe we'll have all three of us here sometime here in the next month or so, and that'll be a lot of fun too. But so Josh, we've got about a minute left. Why don't you give everybody those 10 seconds? Oh, we do? Well, see you later.
Thanks for spending time with us.
Well,